Tomorrow is round one of the Taz Gravity Enduro Series. It's being held at Dial Range in Penguin. And what I'm talking about, of course, is mountain biking downhill, fast and furious. Danny King is the race director tomorrow, and he joins me now. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I guess, if people don't know what Taz Gravity or Gravity Enduro Series is, I guess the best thing you could probably relate it to is downhill skiing. It's the fast and furious side of it, isn't it? It's for the real hardcore riders.
Yeah, it is. It seems to be a very inclusive style of racing. It is downhill, but it's not as downhill as downhill mountain biking. But it's like a car rally where you commute from stage to stage and then you race the descent. Tomorrow we have five stages around 20 k's in the Dial Range and five time descents. We have about 200 riders turning up from all around the state. And it's looking to be a great weekend for it.
People that are familiar with Targa Tasmania would understand the concept of that. You have a transport stage, then you have a competitive stage, and it seems to work very well for sports like that. This has been going for about 5 years now, the series, and the Penguin Round's been part of it from the outset, so it's obviously very popular.
Yeah, that's right, and getting more and more popular. There's new trail development each year. This year we include the new Iron Tor descent, which is one of the best trails you will see anywhere in the state, and I think that's a big reason why this event has been, there's so many people coming along.
Yep.
And that's to try out this new trail. It really is something else.
So there's five rounds in the series. The third round's also on the northwest coast at the Wild Mersey, which will be pretty good. You've also got what you call a challenge event today for people that are maybe first-timers or people like me that don't like to go downhill too fast because the older you get, the more the injuries hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow on Saturday we've got a challenge event. That starts around midday. And that's for the less competitive or those that just would like to come and try the event out. And we just use some easier stages for that event that are a little less challenging with a little less gnar. And, we have a few mid-20s entered for that event.
Right, so you've got a challenge event on both days.
No, we have a challenge event on Saturday. Yep. and the main event on Sunday.
Right, okay. So the main event on Sunday, what time does that get underway?
That gets underway at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it'll go through till about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, is it a sport where you get many spectators? I know, when you watch it on the Olympics and places like that, they obviously line the course. But is there an opportunity for people to come and have a look at it tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some information on our website regarding the best spectator spots. It's a bit of a challenge getting up the mountain on foot. But if you make the effort, it'll be some really great spectator opportunities up there.
When you say
some quite spectacular areas with riders going flat out.
And I guess the rain yesterday will just help settle the dust a little bit. So you'd be expecting over the weekend that the courses are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a fair bit of rain the last month, but the trails have held up really well thanks to the quality construction. So, we're looking forward to good conditions, and it should be really good.
You mentioned the club website. I don't think I mentioned the club in the intro, which I should have done, so my apologies for that. It's the Central Coast Mountain Bike Club. There's also a website for the Enduro Series, which is gravityenduro.com. Well, it's on gravel too.
Yes, for sure.
So if people like what they see and they want to get involved in this sort of thing, it's probably recommended to join a club, isn't it? Just don't go and try and tackle some of these trails on your own without a little bit of guidance and coaching, perhaps.
That's right. A great way to get involved is to join up a club. There's three main clubs around the state. Cradle Coast on the coast here. There's a Launceston Mountain Bike Club and a Hobart Mountain Bike Club as well. If you're interested in mountain biking, interested in doing our events, sign up to one of those clubs, and that'll cover your insurance needs and get you involved as well.
Right, so your club will be running the Wild Mersey round then, I guess, on February the 6th and 7th as well.
That's right, yeah. We actually run the whole series.
Right.
And we just engage different venues to host.
Well, that's pretty ambitious, isn't it? I mean, it's great that you can do that, but obviously it's got a lot of interest, 200 riders from all over the state. So how long does it take for them to cover the 20 k's with those transport stages in between?
Yeah, around 2 to 3 hours. 2 to 3 hours from start to finish.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's all done against the clock, so they're not actually racing anyone. They're just racing themselves.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what makes it such a great social event. Yeah, you're not side-by-side rubbing bars with anyone. You know, it's a race against yourself in a lot of ways. And, that's what creates a really good atmosphere at these events.
Well, I hope the event goes well for you tomorrow and also the challenge event today and the whole series, now that I know you're promoting the whole series. But thanks for your time today, Danny. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you very much.